Good morning. This is K2PCB. This is K2PCB listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you on this frigid Monday morning?
Well, good morning, Sir Brad. It is not too bad. 16 degrees I've got right here right now. I've actually, just after I made that call, I turned on the seat warmer and the steering wheel warmer because it was a little chilly. I don't know if I'm tired or is it the cold. Even though I've got K-Cups at work to make coffee, I decided to stop at Tim Hortons and grab a cup of coffee this morning. I don't know if it's the warmth of the caffeine, it just felt right. But, yeah, so far so good. Just finished a nice 4-day weekend and back in for 3 to do it again. How was your weekend? I haven't talked to you in a while.
Been really busy. Thursday night, Karen and I babysat the kids. Friday, I went back down while she had to go pick up their dog at doggy boarding school and stayed with the kids through the early evening till like 6. And then we had them here all day Saturday and all day Sunday. So it's been a busy weekend. I slept pretty solid last night, let's just say.
I was kind of thinking maybe you would have slept solid both Saturday and Sunday, unless they're night owls.
No real night owls. One of them woke up early Sunday morning at 4:30, and then wouldn't go back to sleep. I tried everything to get him to go back to sleep. He just wouldn't go back to sleep. So he and I ended up getting up really early on Sunday morning. But, that's what happens.
Yeah, maybe he's just used to the routine, or maybe he's like me. Once you've had enough hours of sleep, that's it. You know, I'll go to bed early sometimes, but if I do, I'm up early. And if I go to bed, I'm still often up early. Staying up late is fun sometimes, but it can run me down because I don't sleep in to make up for it. And Lynn's always giving me a hard time, when I want and when I don't want to stay up late, but then when I won't sleep in after the fact. Even this weekend, I was up early each day. We had things going on. So in my mind, I have things to do, and I can't just lay in bed once I'm awake anyway. So, yeah, I've been working on some Christmas projects on and off. I think tonight I'll be able to finish with all the laser cutting, laser engraving stuff that I'm doing. Making a couple gifts, Christmas gifts, just add-on fun things, and they're all game-related. So, working on that, and I think I'm going to get back to regular Christmas shopping. I'm very, very behind there.
Well, that sounds, I think you're on the right path. Handmade gifts to me are better, and I should be doing more of that. I have that opportunity, maybe next year. But it definitely sounds like you've been busy these last few days.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Some of the highlights. Saturday, we went out to the Main Street 56 Theater in Batavia to see It's a Wonderful Life. I think I was telling you about that. It was done radio show style. And so it was like you were in the studio at the, the radio station. It was WBFR, Bedford Falls Radio. And you've got all these people that are stepping up to the microphone with their scripts and their reading. And then they had the kids there singing Christmas carols in between. And it was a very, very, very good show. And Lynn's sister, one of her sisters, was supposed to be going with us. She was not feeling well. we couldn't find anyone at the last minute to take the ticket, so we didn't have an empty seat, which was unfortunate, and like I said, she really missed out. I'm going to drop a second. And, yeah, while we were out in Batavia, we had breakfast for dinner at Settlers. Then yesterday afternoon, we went out to the Starry Night Theater in North Tonawanda, and we've seen a play called All Through the Night. And it was sort of Christmas-themed. I'll say very Christmas-themed. It was about this group that was stranded at a train station, and they're stranded there because of weather. And then these kids came over from the church next door that were practicing for a nativity play, and they were interacting with these passengers, and it was kind of cool. But it ended up being a really sad ending, because you find out at the end that those kids didn't exist, at least that's at this time. So that was kind of cool. I won't go. I told everything, but without going into lots of detail, that was the premise of it. Yeah, it was really cool.
Well, those sound like, I mean, nice things to see and nice things to do. Karen and I used to go to Bobby J's down on Como near Union every once in a while to have a dinner theater, and that was always pretty cool. I liked doing that.
Bobby J's, I guess I don't know that one. We're always looking for reasonably priced dinner theater. And maybe I don't know where to look, or, we're not finding them, or there's not as much in the area as there once was. And, if you ever hear of any, let me know. We're always interested in going to those.
The last time we went to Bobby J's, I wouldn't say it was reasonable. It was more on the higher side. Because at that time, the time we went, they said, here's the show menu, and prices were up a little bit. And then we heard someone else order off the regular menu, so it wasn't as bad. But, if you have to order off the show menu, prices are up a little bit.
Yeah, there's the Lake George Dinner Theater that we also like to get out to sometimes, but obviously that's a trip. And when we do that, we have to get tickets for that and then plan a little weekend getaway around it. Did you look at the news this morning?
If you are talking about Rob Reiner and his wife, I saw that this morning. And that's really, really, really hard. And I don't know how much. It's really saddening to hear that they were murdered in that way.
Yeah, what made me think of it is, thinking about Lake George Dinner Theater and then that Adirondack boat vessel, one of the tour boats that had the fire there last week. And then as I'm thinking about the news, I think about reading that this morning, and yeah, that's awful. I don't know the details, the how and why, but just headlines and reading the headlines in a few lines was awful enough.
Yes, it was. It was definitely saddening to hear that. Change of subject. I've got the radio programmed. I was able to do it with Chirp. The only thing is right now is I've only got one side that's programmed, and it's programmed for both bands, the 2 meter and the 70 centimeter. I got to figure out how to program the other side. Other than that, the only thing I don't like about this radio is the volume. It only goes so low, even though that there's still room on the knob, and then it's done. It just turns off. But I'm thinking that's probably because you can mount this remotely in your car, and at the lowest volume, it's probably pretty good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and especially, oh, let me ask you this. As you're adjusting the volume, does it seem like it steps up in increments?
Good question. Well, because it is a knob, but it doesn't feel like there's those distinct steps. But there could be digitally. It could be. I haven't paid attention because I kept it on a relatively low volume because it sits right next to me. I haven't really cranked it up to see.
Okay. Yeah. Since you're saying digitally, that's what my guess is that you don't have a true audio pot there, potentiometer, and that it's either maybe it's a real pot, linear pot, just going to an I/O on a microprocessor that's setting the volume, and then depending on the number of counts on that input, it's setting the volume, or it's an encoder, which may or may not be, depending on cost. Some options might be to put a physical barrier over top of the speaker. Just take a piece of paper, cardboard, literally tape it on. Or you could decrease the volume in that speaker itself. You could lower that. You could lower that volume there. Either put a divider on then the speaker, or you could do something to lower that. Of course, you'd lower your whole range. But if you're the high end's really always too high, that's definitely an option.
Yeah, those are definitely options. I did have some paper over the top of the speaker, and that seemed to help pretty good. It did quiet it down a little bit when I was listening the other day. But overall, like today, your volume doesn't seem too bad, so it's probably something I can live with. Is Ross in there today?
Well, good morning, everybody. Yes, I am here. It's my way to work.
Well, good morning, KC2PET. I hope you're feeling much better.
Oh, I was feeling better as of Wednesday. Yeah, just the flu that's going around at work, I think I got it. Or I was even in the plane back in Florida. I'll probably most likely get it from there. But, yeah, I was it was a quiet couple of rides Thursday, Friday. I called out Friday and nobody was there, so I'm like, oh, well, listen, I think I'll put on the Hubnet, see if there's anybody on there. But, yeah, other than that, it's been so far so good. Evelyn never got this, which is good. Just me and my wife, we're the ones that got sick.
Well, that's good. Friday... Well, Thursday night, Karen and I babysat the kids, and by the time I got home and in bed, it was like 12:30, so I didn't get up to try to get on the radio. I only slept until like 7:30, so I did, quote, sleep in, but not really sleep in. I got my seven and a half hours, and I was awake.
Well, at least you have fun then, right? That's the important part. I know Evelyn was sometimes... she'll wake up early. She usually, lately it's been 6:30-ish, sometimes 6, depends. I think she's used to hearing me getting ready for work, and that wakes her up. So I think she's kind of programmed to that that time.
Oh, yeah. I could definitely see that, where they hear you up and about, and they wake up. I can imagine that.
I'm going to sneak in here. This is K2PCB. I've got 644. I'm going to run for the door in a second. But one thing I was thinking about, Brad, the Anytone radios have a max volume level. I was wondering maybe in that radio, when you look at the settings, do they have anything on whether it's a indoor, outdoor, or indoor or mobile installation? Maybe they have a max setting for volume, which would decrease that overall range. But I'm going to head out, head in, get the day started. This is K2PCB. Good morning there, Ross. And we'll talk to you soon, Brad. 73.
73 is K2PCB. I'll talk to you tomorrow. And, hey, Ross, I do have your keyboard and mouse, and one of these days I'll have to get it to you sometime, maybe this week.
Oh, no hurry on that. It's just, especially not today, as cold as it is. If you want to wait till, like, after the holidays and everything, everything's just so crazy. I'm going to try to get some last-minute shopping done soon, so I'll be going all over the place. But, yeah, if you can get it to me, great. If not, like I said, no hurry.
Yeah, I forgot to mention to Travis, I've got his radio and power supply to return to him, too. So, but I know he's only in a couple of days this week. So, and I know that you guys probably have your grazing days sometime this week or next. I know you guys are going to be busy at work, so probably after the holidays.
Yeah, that works for me. I'm sure Travis isn't really too hard up for that radio back, but if you want to, I'll talk with him. And if I can, you can drop them all off in one shot, and then I'll give his radio to him when you drop my stuff off.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. You know, you guys talk amongst yourselves, and if there's a good day at lunch, well, tomorrow would be out anyway. You know, let me know. And like I said, if you guys want to wait until after the holiday, that's it. You know, that's fine too. They're in a safe spot, so no worries.
Well, you liking that new radio? I know you're complaining about the volume knob. That seems to be a typical thing now with radios. The mobile in my truck does the same thing. It is actually for my mobile, which I have my speaker actually right near the faceplate. I don't know if you ever looked at my truck, but so that is actually too loud with that built-in speaker and everything I have. I've dealt with it, you know, and then sometimes I do have to turn up. Depends what the cabin noise is. Right now it's probably not too bad because I have the defroster going and all that good stuff, but if I'm just, like, sitting, you know, if we're sitting in the truck, like, you know, waiting for, like, soccer practice or something, and a fire call comes over, and it's actually too loud, the truck off and everything. So, you can do what, you can either put a potentiometer in there, a separate one, or you could put, like, something like a 4-ohm or, like, an 8-ohm resistor in series with that speaker, and that might be enough just to take the edge off of it.
Yeah, maybe we'll see, but I'm thinking part of it is the fact that it is a mobile radio, and without an external speaker, if I mounted this, say, under the seat of the driver's seat or passenger seat, whatever, it would definitely be muffled, and any lower, you probably wouldn't be able to hear it. So that may be it. Other than that, I like the radio. I just need to figure out how to program both sides. You might not have heard me this morning. I did program it with Chirp, and I was able to program a whole bunch of channels in on one side, but the other side, I still haven't quite figured out how to use the dual band. That's probably, you know, a tonight project.
Well, that's pretty cool. Clearly able to program with Chirp. Now there's some question about that. I'm glad that works for you. With that radio, with most of those, they have dual VFOs, probably like mine. I know in my software, I have a VFOA and a VFOB. So in the software, it should give you an option. So you can select that frequency or that channel, and you can decide which VFO you want it to be in. Either VFO A, which is probably the left side, and then VFO B would be the right side. So there should be an option in the software to set that up.
Yeah, that might be in their software. I'll have to look in the Chirp software. Probably not, but I'll definitely look on their software, and then I'll try and copy and paste from Chirp into their software and try that and see if that works. Yeah, that I didn't think about that, but that would be if see if their software has an A and B side.
Yeah, most of the Razors are set up that way. I know another one of my trucks like that. I have my Yaesu, which is my other mobile, which is going to replace this one in the truck when that, this one dies. But yeah, a lot of them are set up that way. And even my my handheld are set up that way. They have dual VFO in the HDs. They'll have an A and B. I think even both things do that. They have a dual VFO mode.
Yes, the Bofangs do have a, I don't know if they have a dual, well, yes, I have an A and a B, but I can only listen to one side at a time or transmit on one side at a time.
Yeah, I know, yeah, I think most radios are set up, kind of set up that way. I know the one in the truck, it will open up surprisingly, and it'll receive fire calls still, even though I'm transmitting on the other band. It's pretty cool, but, I'm surprised you could do that. Normally when most radios, they will transmit, they will shut all the receive off.
Yeah, I think this one, I think like you said, will I could be here on the A side, say on the 2-meter band, and then have the B side set up for the 70-centimeter band, and I could be, you know, if there was a call coming on other than when I'm transmitting, I would be able to hear it.
Also, a little pointer, speaking of devil, a little point is, I know some radios, I have mine set up that way. You can disable the push-to-talk, say like the fire channels or the EMS or police, just so you don't accidentally key up on those. That's a nice feature. I like that. I've done it before where I've accidentally been on one of those, and luckily, I have that programmed in there. It'll beep at me, tell me that I can't transmit there, which is a good thing. But that might be an option. If you don't have it turned on, maybe that's something you might want to enable on, like, say, the Lancaster channels or, you know, Easter or whatever dispatch you are listening to.
Oh, that's a good point, Ross. Thank you for that. Because I do have the Lancaster Fire Department and the Lancaster Dispatch in here. Yeah, I should see if I can lock that out so that I can only listen and not transmit. Good call.
Yeah, I've done that once before. It's a repeater. You can't transmit on it, or at least get into it. Yeah, mine has that option to do that. Brad, looks like it's time for me to go in. I'll say 73s for you, and enjoy that nice radio. It looks pretty cool. I know you're probably still learning lots about it, but you'll get there. And by the way, it sounds good on my end. So KD2GDQ, this is KC2PT. 73s, Brad, you have a good day.
73s, KC2PET, this is KE2GDQ, and we're clear for today.